Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, let's just get it out of the way. Big spoiler alert. Everyone has watched and finished the wonderful show that is called Loki, right?
Affirmative.
Yes. Okay. So big spoiler tag here. We're going to take care of this right at the top of the show. If you haven't watched it by now, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but it's wrong. Okay. You're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is where you need to be. I don't care about like, oh my God, well, you know, I don't have Disney Plus because I just haven't. You need to get it and you need to get you need to sort your life. I don't know if you're paying too much tuition for your child, or your rent's too high, but you need to cut it back. Okay.
No. To give like a $1 billion corporation some money so you can watch Loki.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Eat ramen for the next month.
Whatever you need to do. So, okay. So we all watched Loki. It was so different. It was so different than what everyone had for expectations. They broke the mold as far as what the Disney kind of blueprint is, right? The Marvel blueprint, which is everything leads to a climax and then big battle, right? This one went in a different direction. It was an hour-long conversation, and it was the most riveting thing that I have seen.
Dude, fucking Jonathan Majors, dude. Like, this dude fucking rules. And what's also crazy is that, like, okay, so everyone has been speculating about who's going to be behind the TVA. Like, who's doing it? And, I mean, is it Kang? Is it Loki? Is it a Loki variant? Is it, you know, what is it? And then, you know, because they announced that they cast Jonathan Majors like months ago for Ant-Man Quantumania. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been, you know, people know, like, we've known, but then he just shows up and it's like, well, now I'm intrigued. Like, what the fuck are you doing here, bud? Like, you're early. And I think it's safe to assume that he is Kang, and that what we saw was Immortus.
So right. So
Immortus. I think it's Immortus.
That was about the
place he was living.
No, him, the actual character.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just Kang the Conqueror. Yeah.
No. Okay. So so it's Kang the Conqueror, which is the bad.
Yeah.
There are variants of him and his different timelines, and one of them is Immortus. Who is like the good one, and they just killed the good spoilers. They just killed the good one. And so, you know, he says like, you know, you kill me, like another me is going to show up who is not as nice as me. And so, it looks like Kang the Conqueror. So I'm curious, like, is he going to be our new big bad?
Yep. I 100%
for movies to come, because again, we know that Jonathan Majors is in Quantumania, but like, there's so many questions about what else are they doing, because like, are we doing Dark Avengers, because it kind of looks that way? Are we doing, like, obviously they're like leading up to the Thunderbolts as well, you guys watched Falcon Winter Soldier, they alluded to that with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
And then did you guys watch Black Widow?
Yep.
The ending of that too, where Yelena looks like, it seems like she's already working for them. So, so what are we doing? Because like, obviously we have him here. Obviously he's going to show up in Ant-Man. Is he going to show up in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness? Is he going to be in Spider-Man and, you know, the Far From Home, or not Far From Home, was it called No Way Home, or what's it fucking called? I don't know. But like,
I think if I'm taking a big swing here, I'm going to say they're taking kind of the same approach that they took with Thanos, to where they introduced him. Now he can go away for a movie or two, and he'll pop up every once in a while, but I think that they have to let this whole thing start. I think that the Doctor Strange is going to deal with the fallout of what's happening now.
Yeah.
And that's when we probably towards the end of the movie, maybe we have a cameo of Kang the Conqueror. And like, but we still have to deal with all of everything that's starting to happen because we're not there yet, right? And we need a 10-year build for this character. We need to, you know, so I think he is the new big baddie. And I think that he's gonna, yeah. Whether or not it is another 10 years I think it is though, because clearly they have a formula that works, right? And I think mm-hmm. that I think that we keep him for a while. But fuck, what a great choice.
Yeah, I wonder how long they're gonna use the multiverse. How long they're gonna keep it open? I guess because you are having. I mean, at this point, you're gonna have multiple movies focusing on a multiverse. You're gonna have what was announced at the end of Loki season 2. So you're gonna have more multiverse action there. And I definitely think you're gonna see more Kang there because of the fact that like the way it ended, where
I'm just going to interject. Also, I forgot about this little piece about so Immortus, or this version of Kang, is Nathaniel Richards, and he's a descendant of Reed Richards from the Fantastic Four.
Ah.
So I think they're also going to like shoehorn in the Fantastic Four here soon, especially with all this multiverse stuff. Thank you. And banana nut bread.
Well, that's how we get the new Thor. Right, this is how mm-hmm. we get the new Thor and how that shows up. I guarantee it. This is how we bring in the X-Men. This is how we bring in Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. This is how they all introduce everything. And so mm-hmm. Fantastic Four wasn't even on the slate for like they didn't even give it a year. So the trailer that we had, it went all the way up to what, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So. Fantastic Four, we know, is probably going to be 2024 or beyond that, right? 2024, 2025.
Maybe late 2023.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see, because it's part of Phase 4.
It is.
Which is like their whole thing, Phase 4 and then Fantastic Four. But like, yeah, it only went through 2023.
I'm gonna say 2024. Fantastic Four, Phase 4 in 2024.
And you do it on April 4th. On
4. Yeah, 4/4/24. Yeah.
That's why it's all gonna be multiverse for the next 10 years and how they introduce all these different characters and new cool things. And I wonder
if that's why Hugh Jackman posted his thing.
Exactly. I think he comes back too.
No. Yeah. Well, cause at this point, what you say is like, okay, since Disney now owns those movies and Deadpool and the Fox universe or whatever, right? Like those are canon, quote unquote, mm-hmm. in their universe. And I also think what you do is now that since we know that there are variants that are different because we have like female Loki or whatever, right? Mm-hmm.
And alligator
Loki. By Loki, but like, so they can look different too. So this is where you also, I think you give us, you give us fan service, you introduce mm-hmm. us to the Fox Marvel universe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But you also introduce us to the new Disney Marvel X-Men yep. universe or whatever. We see the two sides, so we get our Hugh Jackman Wolverine. We'll also be introduced to whoever our new Wolverine is, supposing they even do, because that's tough, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Disney doesn't have an X-Men problem. They have a Wolverine problem, because how do you top Hugh Jackman as Wolverine? Yeah. I mean, can it be done? Sure. Absolutely. We always said, like, who could ever replace Michael Keaton as Batman? Well, Ben Affleck's done a pretty good job.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't, it raises all this like, oh shit, what the fuck are we going to do? Cause I think the best thing they could do is take a page out of CW's DC universe thing and go like, oh my God, look, it's the crisis on infinite earths. Mm-hmm. We have all these variants of us. And then like they do all their shit, all the stuff's happening. You slam them together. And then like at the end, like, I was like, oh God. Okay. Now we're on timeline, the prime timeline or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, oh shit, the X-Men are still here. Oh shit, the Fantastic Four are still here. Like, you know, where it was like, why is Supergirl on her Earth and why is the Flash and Arrowverse on this other Earth? And then by the end of Crisis, it was like, oh, we all live on the same planet now. Like, we're all in the same place. So I think that's how they do that. That you set all this up and you bring everybody in. Blade, you know, now we got vampires, you do that. But I also wonder if that's going to be their out for Spider-Man. I also wonder if they're going to use that so Sony can do their Spider-Man stuff on their own.
That's probably right. And then I said it, but that's also how they replace Iron Man. That's how they bring back these characters that are retired. That's
I mean, they're doing Ironheart, so it may just be a new. Was Tony Stark, and we don't get a new Tony Stark.
Well, Ironheart is part of their. Is that part of the what ifs or what?
Well, I think Ironheart is getting her own series.
Yeah, like a live action.
Mm-hmm.
Have they announced for the Spider-Man movie that there'd be like a Spider-Gwen yet?
Mm-mm. No.
So, I mean, this would be a good way of introducing that too. And then, like, maybe even meeting, you know, having Miles Morales, I guess, real life meet. Cause they haven't created a real life Miles Morales yet, right? Only in the animated Spider-Man. Okay. So, I mean, that's a good way of introducing.
They have. You know, they have. Well, technically,
there hasn't been a Miles Morales, though, has
there? Well, there has been. In the first movie, there was a cameo where it was Miles Morales' cousin, remember? Or was it his brother?
No, it was his uncle.
There was a name drop. So he exists. We just haven't seen him.
Yeah. And does that mean that Donald Glover would be, if he is Miles' uncle, would that make him the Prowler or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That'd be awesome if Donald Glover is in the MCU as the Prowler. Because I don't know if they ever mentioned it, but he was a shady dude. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. That was the whole thing. Is because that was, he's like, I got to get to a birthday party for my nephew. My nephew's birthday. Well, no. So that's interesting. But what I love about that, too, is that was also a little bit of fan service because Miles Morales was based on Donald Glover.
Yes.
Like his character design. So that was nice. But then also Donald Glover voiced Miles Morales in one of the animated series when he showed up. So it's like, okay. Also, how cool would that be? Like, to know, like, oh, I was the inspiration for this fucking character.
Yeah.
Like, I am the inspiration for one of the coolest fucking, like, Spider-Man characters ever to exist. Mm-hmm. People fucking love Miles. Miles rules.
Yeah.
I just wish he got the chance to actually play him, but it's too late now.
No. Did you ever get to finish Miles Morales, guys?
No, don't spoil it. I still have
the game. Like, yeah, I've beat it before. Both of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, I still have like maybe a couple hours. I've been so dreading playing the story. I've been doing nothing but side quests because I don't want to finish it.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
They're so good. And then once you just start doing the main quests, I mean, you can't put the controller down, dude. It's so good. I beat that game in a day when I did the new game plus because I wanted to platinum it. I beat the full game in a day.
Did I? Like,
I
think the story is better than the Spider-Man game.
I agree. I completely agree.
It's so fucking good.
It was a damn fucking good game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn fucking good. Okay. So what are we playing this week, guys?
I'm just going to run through this. I'm not going to give any explanations, I think, because we already spent 15 minutes talking about the Marvel stuff, which I'm sure is way more interesting than the bullshit I'm about to spew here. So everyone's like, oh my God, more of that, less of running through your shit.
Can y'all just make it Marvel Thursdays, please?
Still playing Phantasy Star Online. That's the game that I'm doing. I watched the Space Jam, a New Legacy. It is not a new legacy. It was just okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, my son loved it. He was like, he loved all the tie-in stuff. I hated that it was just a Warner Brothers vomit fest of their IPs.
Look at all of our IPs. Woo!
It was bad. And then LeBron James is not a great actor, but neither was Michael Jordan, but in the first one. So I did that. And then also at work, I've been watching a show called Celebrity IOU. Which is all these celebrities are they pay it forward to their friends and family and like build projects with the Property Brothers. So like I watched the episode with Brad Pitt where he gives his makeup artist an entire makeover of her back house that she has at her property.
when we go to the gym, they have all those TVs set up, and one of them is always on HGTV. And so I've not watched like listened, because I have my headphones in and I'm listening to audiobooks, but I've watched like Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
And there was another one of the Kardashians.
Uh-huh. And yeah. So right now I'm watching Melissa McCarthy's one, where she's surprising her aunt and uncle with a new makeover of their house. And so at work, I'm just like, I'm eating lunch and I'm like, I'm just watching it. So they're good. They're like heartwarming. So, and the Property Brothers, for some reason, are too damn good looking to be in construction. I don't understand it. I started rewatching What We Do in the Shadows, the TV show, because it's just so fucking funny that it deserves
season three soon.
So I went through and, you know,
I think it's October. It's not soon, but they've announced it at least.
It's 2 months away. And so I rewatched episode one, season one, and I'm going back through them mostly because so that way I can mock Kevin and be like, I've watched it twice, motherfucker. Why haven't you watched it once?
I got to start the second season. That's where I'm at. I finished the first.
Exactly. Okay. That's about it for me. So.
Okay. I've been playing, I've been playing Steam World Dig 2 on Steam.
Oh my God. This is the place where you got it again?
Yeah, it was on sale during the summer sale for like $5. Right, so yeah, I bought it again. Get off my balls. I literally beat it again because I was playing with Ollie on my Switch. Aww. And then I bought it again on my PC and immediately started playing it again. So this will be like my fourth time through. I started Wellington Paranormal over on HBO, and speaking of What We Do in the Shadows, it was very good. I'm still kind of slowly making my way through Batman the Animated Series on HBO as well. I'm trying to think of what else I've watched. Netflix recently released their Resident Evil CG show, whatever the fuck it's called. I've watched like 5 or 6 episodes of that.
I keep forgetting to start that. I really do need to start that.
Yeah, story-wise, you know, whatever. It is what it is. It's not, like, super scary, and it's kind of, I don't know. It's like watching cutscenes from a game, but I will say the animation, the CG, is fucking gorgeous. Like, it is unbelievable. Thinking, like, oh, man, remember when that Final Fantasy movie came out back in, like, 2000 or whatever, and we were like, wow, so cool. Look how good the CG looks.
Spirits now, within.
Fuck that shit. This looks... Yeah. Like photorealistic settings, like the sets and stuff are it looks so real that like it is almost uncanny valley with them. We're like, the lighting is perfect, the sets are perfect, but like you look wrong because you're not, you know, you're a video game character, not a person, but you should be a person because everything around you is real. I'm convinced. My brain is convinced that everything around you is real, but somehow you're not. What else? Katie and I, we watch Hoarders at night. Makes us feel better about our messy house. Actually, our house is not that bad. My wife is a neat freak, so we just have kids. We've been watching that. I made her watch a couple episodes of Harley Quinn because that show is fucking hilarious as shit. And we've been watching Girl Meets World with the kids. We went through Boy Meets World, now we're doing Girl Meets World. I think that's really about it. I'm trying to think of what I watched at work, but I mean, typically on my lunch breaks, I just catch up on stuff like Dave and Bad Batch and Loki and things like that. So that's it for me.
Nice. Dave this week was really funny. I did watch Dave.
I love Dave this week.
I have not watched it yet. I'm behind.
Okay. Yeah, definitely watch it. It took an interesting direction. It wasn't as like wild as it usually is, but it's still a pretty funny episode. Mm-hmm. Things are brewing, I guess. And it kind of ends a little bittersweet, but it's an interesting, like I said, I think this has got to be mid-season for them, so they're probably setting up stuff to finish off with. But yeah, no, I'm digging Dave. I watched that. I'm like 5 episodes into the first season of Harley Quinn and laughing my ass off. Like it's a really funny show. Like Clayface, like everyone, like all the voice actors in it are fucking hilarious. Tony Hale as Dr. Psycho or whatever is fucking hilarious. It took me a while to realize it was Tony Hale, and now that I realize it, I'm just, you know, I'm done.
Sometimes we're just like, okay, Buster. Like,
it's yeah. Seriously. But like, and you get to meet his ex-wife, which is like this Amazon, and like, how did you make it work? Just yeah, oh, you gotta women. Jerry, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch that show.
I know. Like,
it's really funny. And even in the first season they talk about cunnilingus. Like, that's like
Yeah, the fact that they're like, heroes don't do that.
Yeah,
we're DC.
Shut yeah. up. Oh, so good. So good. So yeah, I've been watching that. Also trying to think, I watched, what's this movie? Yeah, I gotta look what name of the movie was, but it was a movie with the, one of the kids from Bill and Ted, like the Face of the Music. It was, I want to say Hide and Seek, but I think that's wrong. No, that's not it. That was like Robert De Niro. I think, oh, Ready or Not. Is that it? Yes, it was Samara Weaving. It was a horror comedy called Ready or Not. And it was about this family, like this rich family that had this tradition to whoever got married in the family. The night before, they would play this card game where the person marrying into the family would pull a card and they would do whatever the card was, you know, like board game night or something like that. So there's one card in there called Hide and Seek. And she pulled that card, and basically hide and seek was a hunt. So the family had to hunt her and kill her by dawn. And the premise of it was they believed that their great, great grandfather, or whatever, made a deal with the devil to where they will always be rich. They will always be taken care of as long as they play this game in the wedding. And they have to abide by the rules. If they don't, they will basically turn to ash by daylight. And so they're hunting this poor woman, and the husband's trying to, you know, the soon to be husband's trying to help her because obviously he doesn't want his fiance to die. And it's a pretty fun movie. It's a dark comedy. Like I said, with, Samara Weaving, which played, I think it was Bill's, like daughter. So I recommend that movie. As far as video games I played this week, I played a lot more of the Final Fantasy VII remake. I'm right at the end, I think. I'm on like chapter 17. I think there's like 19 chapters altogether. So I'm about to finish that up. I'm playing more Outriders. I'm trying to get more into that game. They've done a lot of fixes in it lately to kind of make it more playable and to not make it as generic as it's felt in the past when it first came out. So I've been putting some more time into that. I also started I realized Epic gave away the game Hitman, like the Hitman reboot a while ago. So I started that, and I usually am terrible at games like that, but I was actually, they kind of made it a little bit more accessible and a little bit easier to do for people who aren't all into stealth. And they give you many multiple challenges so you can go back and redo the missions and like do different challenges to finish like the way you kill the person. And it's actually pretty fun. I recommend going back and playing the first Hitman, especially now that they're up to 3 now. It's got some catching up to do if I can get into this series. I'm playing the usual Rocket League, Call of Duty when I can. I have to play the new zombie maps. Haven't played that yet. Then other than that, that's pretty much what I did this week.
Awesome. All right. Well, tomorrow we have Fan Friday, and we have a ton of questions that came in this week. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but Doug has some work. I'm sure he has a spreadsheet somewhere.
I do. Sure.
And we'll pick and choose what we want to answer tomorrow on the show. So until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.